Given that we all just entered a new year, I thought we could talk today about the calendar and timekeeping. The calendar we use today is called the Gregorian calendar, proposed by Pope Gregory in 1582 to replace the previous Julian calendar set by Julius Caesar about 1600 years earlier. Both calendars were fundamentally created to track the annual cycles of the skies, specifically focusing on the location of constellations in the night sky and/or when the sun will be at certain altitudes during the day. Both calendars had 365 days, but the Julian calendar struggled to adapt to the fact that the Earth actually goes around the sun in 365.244 days. Since that difference in time is about 1/4 of a day, about every 4 years, the calendar and the astronomical sky are off by 1 day. Thus, the inclusion of the leap day every 4 years, where 1 day is added to the current calendar to realign everything. The month, which has an average length of time of 30 days, is based upon the cycles of the moon, specifically the phases of the moon, which are caused by the orbit of the moon around the Earth. In fact, the original pronunciation for month was more like moonth. Most of the months were named after past gods, goddesses, kings, and rulers, but a few were named after the number of month they were in the calendar. Think September, October, November, December. With the adaptation of the Gregorian calendar, these months got slightly rearranged, so they don't quite make sense anymore number-wise, but their names remain. That's it for now. Let's continue this next week when we talk about the length of the day and how we set our clocks. This is Dr. Todd Young, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Wayne State College. If you'd like to learn more about this and many other astronomical topics, please visit the Fred G. Dale Planetarium at Wayne State College.